What is up, everyone? Thank you for listening in to the 3D Print Show. It's been a little bit since I've made a new podcast or episode, whatever you want to call it. actually had a lot going on recently. A lot of events. So I'm actually trying to send the videos to my cloud so I can get it on my computer. I just made a YouTube review, hopefully they post soon, of my JO or Sunlu S8 Plus, and I figured I'd do like a regular podcast review of it. You won't be able to see a whole lot of it, of course, but I figured it would be good to at least talk about the printer. So let me actually pull the other one, so I don't remember the prices now. So Amazon has it listed two different ways, and that's because of the company. There's one listed as JO S8. There's also one listed as a Sunlu S8 Plus. You can get either or, they're both exactly the same thing. Sunlu recently, I guess, bought JO, or created that brand, and now they're just kind of merged it together. So it's very confusing. The other confusing thing that would get people is the two listings and the two prices. So first up on the list, Amazon's choice, and keep in mind they're both Prime, is the JO S8. It is $269.99. Prime, today is July 3rd, and it said we get it July 8th. Scroll down just a slight bit, and you've got the Sunlu S8 Plus. Difference between S8 and S8 Plus? Nothing. It's the exact same thing from what I can tell. So the Sunlu branding name is listed on sale for $229.99. It is also Prime, and I can get it July 7th. So just a day apart. And hang on. So yeah, definitely go with the Sunlu just because it's cheaper. But it's the exact same printer. The print volume on them is 310 by 310 by 400. Now this printer is very, very much comparable to the Ender CR10. The print volume on those is 300 by 300 by 400. The motors are the exact same. I've just noticed because I think I've said in previous podcasts, I'm building my CR10 as given to me. So I've got a lot of the parts and everything. I've actually just opened the box for the screen on it. It's exactly the same as what's on the Sunlu JO. So this thing's basically a spinning image of it, but they give you 10 millimeters around more to print. I just think that's weird. But, out of the box, it's disassembled just like any other printer, and it's not terribly disassembled. I mean, everything's put together. You just really need to connect the part that stands up to the base, and the base is all put together. So really, it's, what, two screws? Four screws, maybe? I think it's really just two screws. And then make sure you got it leveled and all that, and you're good to go. You can just plug this right in. It prints off of a micro SD card, but I think it can print off of USB as well, like plug directly into the computer. I don't know what the plug is called, but the old printer plugs, it has one of those on it, and it comes with the cable, actually. I haven't tried anything with it just because the cable they gave me is really short. So maybe at some point I'll figure out what that is. Right out of the box, I went in and upgraded the bed springs as you would with any other printer. And of course that helps tremendously. The hot end has two fans that helps in with that. I think it'll, so the one main fan kicks in, this, you know, stays on. The second one kicks in when it needs to, I think mainly on the cooldown. It, as I stated, has the feature to, when the filament either breaks or it runs out, it stops, cools down the hot end, moves it over to home, basically the hot end, and it asks you, you change filament, and it'll pull it out, you know, warm up the nozzle again, pull the filament out, mostly for you, just to help you, and then you pull out the rest of the way, restring it or put new filament in, and then it'll ask you to purge, which is another feature in it you can just do right off the bat. And you can go in and it'll purge, which it'll try to push out filament and just strip down, and then it'll stop. You can continue doing that as much as you need to, especially if you're color changing and you don't have the one extruder. It'll help you get all that old color out. And then once you're done, you can say you're done purging, it'll go back to where it left off and continue printing from there, and you don't even notice that it stopped on the print. That's really nice. The power goes out, it knows where it left off. When it kicks back in with some power, obviously if you want to continue, and it'll warm everything back up for you. It's a really great feature I've had to use before. It's on a glass bed. Really, I love printing on glass. You can probably put whatever kind of bed you want on it, but it comes with glass. It also has a helping feature to home, or not home, but level. And so it doesn't level for you, but it has the helping feature. So it'll get a 4 points on the bed, and it'll just take itself to each point for you. So you, it'll auto home, and then it'll go to point one. You'll level out your bed for point one, select, it'll go to point two, level out, go to point three, level out, go to point four. After you're done with that, select, it'll auto home. And then I start the process over again and do it about 4 times at least, or more if needed, but I typically can get it done in 3 or 4 tries. That's really helpful rather than disable, drag it around. I'm like, oh man, I drag it up, I messed up. It keeps it there for you. Other than that, that's pretty much all the different features. I know you can change all these little different settings inside that you wish to. So Amazon has on both listings a 4 out of 5 star. I definitely give it that, especially for the price. I mean, you're looking $270 or $230 for the pricing. It's prime, so you get it in a few days. And for the bed size, 310 by 310 by 400 for a CR10, you're looking at $460 for a, you know, and it's just ever so slightly smaller. But come on, for the size, I mean, yeah, Ender is a big brand, or it's also, it says Creality, but it's Ender, Creality, same thing. I mean, man, come on, it's close, and it's crazy how much, now I'm looking at what a Creality CR10 is supposed to be, look like together. This thing looks really, really close to it. But for the money, comparing to the two, not being able to print on my CR10 yet, but my brother has one, I've seen prints with it. Dude, for the money, this JO or Sunlu is worth it. and a good comparison, I'm able to fully print a Mandalorian helmet size to me on it. And I think that's actually all the room I had. I couldn't go any bigger. So that was perfect. But hopefully you give me a few days, I'll have a video up showing the printer and my video review of it. But dude, 4 out of 5 stars, I give it the 4 out of 5. It's fully worth that. Especially for the price and the sizing. I mean, I think I paid roughly $270 to $300 for my Ender 3 V2. And that bed is dramatically smaller. It is, looking it up on Amazon right now, I don't remember. Apparently I did not look up on Amazon, I Googled it. It's weird. That bed size is 220 by 220 by 250. And I mean, it's a phenomenal printer. Great prints. But you get a lot more bed size with the Ender, or not the Ender, in the Sunlu or JO. So, I mean, if you want a big printer, you want to do big prints, but don't have the big printer money, and you got that money, definitely try it out. Now, of course, if anything, if you do not like it, you can do free returns like Kohl's or UPS for Amazon. But definitely, I would try it out. I gave it the four out of five stars for sure. But that's going to be it for this podcast. I'm going to do, I haven't had any prints in a while, so hopefully soon I'll start some more prints. I'll review my Ender 3, and hopefully I'll actually order more parts for my CR10. And I'm actually working on getting another printer, and I'll do reviews on it. Definitely working on this new printer. I don't want to give out any details of the printer just because I don't know if we're going to get it or not. I've got a couple things I need to work out before purchasing it. But definitely looking into getting this other printer. So that is it for this video. That's it for this podcast. Thanks for listening, and hope y'all continue to listen and share the 3D Print Show. Thanks for listening in.